WHO and the FAO, but that didn't work because from the very beginning, it has been there's been a very close link between Codex and IOC, so that one reinforces the other, and for the rules to be as homogeneous as possible and for there to be communication. The important thing is that if a business is developed in a balanced manner, then the rule has to be the same for everyone. And so they joined the IOC, and this is a problem in the IOC that we have to solve. 98% of world production interruption in the IOC, and I'd like to invite those who are out to on the outside to come in. As regards promotion, as I said, the basic rules for trade, and then we have the promotion, which is to help the consumer to get to know the product. And we have a budget of €3 million a year for this. And we do it in several countries. Today we do it in China, in Russia, and from July we'll also be doing this in the United States. So far we've been doing it in our own way, just doing it as best as we could on our own. But as from July, I'd like to invite you all to share this experience with us, because we're going to have the consultative committee of the IOC is going to meet with the agency that's going to develop this project, so everybody will know what the IOC is going to do in this market. Apart from promotion, which is telling the consumer, giving the consumers basic information, we want to do something for high quality. This is our Mario Salinas Prize. Now, I know that all of you will have taken advantage of having the three prize winners next to us. I'm sure this is a prize that's been given since 2010 to high quality. So what we're doing is making a great skipping our rules, because this step that we've taken is to open up three paths, because we're giving three prizes: intense green, medium green, and mature, so that the consumer can tell that there is more. There's more, much more than that, but this is the way that we have decided to start. We hope to have ever more people competing for the prize, and for us, this means that we can play our role of not just laying down the basis and the rules, but also work to help people to achieve high quality. I don't want to say any more, but that's just what I wanted to tell you about what the IOC is doing today and tomorrow. Thank you. Let's try and make this session as participatory as possible. I'm going to ask some questions to those who are on the panel, but I would also like you to ask us, and I'd just like to give you some basic, brief ideas about the framework that we're talking about. We're talking about promotion and marketing. Now, the ISEX has a lot of experience in promotion, and what we have learned over almost 30 years of promoting Spanish foods and wines are four essential points that we must remember. The first is that it is not enough just to have an excellent product. Promotion, of course, always has to be with quality products, differentiated quality and excellent quality. But having the product is a precondition, but it's not enough. It's also very important to know the consumer that we're aiming at. And in this sense, it's very important when we go to different countries abroad to know how the consumer works in the consumption works in these different countries, because promotion attempts to move the emotions, to touch the emotions of that consumer to get them to buy the product. In the case of olive oil, the basic emotion, the need, is nutrition. It's also health and the Mediterranean diet, but there is something more. It is the sensorial capacity the ambition of people, the desire of people to get to know products and save and flavors and to distinguish them. And this third point, apart from knowing the consumer, we have to educate, train the consumer, tell them where that olive oil comes from, the geography, the soil, the landscape, the culture that is related to that product, the recipes and the recipes, the technology, all of this information is very important. And the fourth aspect, which is fundamental and which we sometimes forget, is that promotion is not just a short-term activity. It's a long-term activity. And this is very important to the company and to Spanish companies. In Spanish companies, we are tired of saying it. It's something we have to decide to do, we have to be determined to do, we have to train ourselves to do it, because it's long-term, it's costly, it requires investment, and we have to be optimistic because it will be profitable because we've done promotion and marketing, but we have to know what we're aiming to do, and we have to prepare for that, and we have to learn languages, we have to learn about markets. These are the four aspects then, and the last one, and this is something we're going to be talking about, is the subject which is very important to us in the ISEX, which is the image of the country. Now, this is something which concerns all of us, not just the institutions, the authorities, the politicians, the diplomats who are out there in the world outside Spain, but it's something Spanish chefs who are in the avant-garde, they're all over the world using olive oil with great know-how, and this all helps us to build up the image of the country. Now, having said that, I'd like to ask the different members of the panel. I've got a question for Tom. Tom is American, and he knows olive oil consumers in the United States. How can we get to the American consumer? What do we have to do here in Spain to interest the Americans in olive oil?
It's a really interesting and complex question that I've given a lot of thought to over the last 5 years. I don't pretend to have the answers, but I've certainly worked out some of the questions in detail. Some of the challenges to communicating